Top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second kick-ass life show designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body. That's right, a little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a kick in the arse. Well, you know, here I am. Normally I'll do fun facts. I have a few little jokes because it's Monday morning. I have none of those things. You know what? I'm actually just in Dallas. We just finished an event with 3,000 people, and I was a keynote speaker here. And you know, I'm just getting ready to turn her in here. It's we're flying very, very early in the morning, so this will be coming to you hopefully in the morning if I can get this to Casey in time. And I thought what I'd do is I would give you a kick in the pants because it's Monday morning, and just share one insight. That whole insight is all about trust. I realized, you know, and part of my keynote, I was sharing the story of the climb up Kilimanjaro and how 11 individuals came together as a team. And, you know, when I look at, you know, real leadership, what leadership is, it's all about influence, you know, the power to influence. But then when I sort of was noodling a few minutes ago on what really is influence, and I think it really is that ability to create trust with people. And I was thinking, you know, and again, I have nothing written down here. This is just coming straight out of my heart. I'm actually meant to be running downstairs right now and meeting a group of people. And I thought, you know what, I my commitment is to you. My commitment is to continue our conversation. And even though I don't have the resources with me right now, I do have this feeling that this conversation is something that is worthy of our conversation today, you know. So it's Monday. You've got this this true ability to create a kick-ass life. And to create a kick-ass life, then we would we need to really truly deeply understand what it means to create trust. And what I notice, this is, let me talk about what I notice with people. I mean, obviously, I've trained hundreds of thousands of people, and so one of the things I feel that how most people break trust is with their whisper culture. In other words, the idea that when someone speaks to you about something, how quickly it leaves your, from how quickly you share it with somebody else, even though it can be something that is, you know, deep down, you've got to have that feeling. This is something that sharing it would break a trust. If they knew that you shared that information with another person, that would break a trust. And I was realizing that, you know, I have a lot of people, at a very high corporate level that confide in me personally. And they share things with me that maybe they wouldn't share with anyone else in a corporation for sure. And I realized the reason why they do that is because I don't ever talk about, what is shared with me unless they give me permission to. In other words, I say, is this something you want kept private? And or I can have the intuition that tells me, hey, listen, this is obviously something that needs to be kept private. I mean, that's an easy call, right? And so what I found is over time is as people realize that they can share things with me in confidence, and that confidence is never, ever broken for any reason, especially for my own gains, then the relationship between us, it becomes so deep and rich and so powerful. And I say powerful is probably the wrong word, but it becomes, it's a whole other level. But trust isn't built in one sitting, right? Trust isn't built in one conversation. Trust is built over time. And I'm thinking of a few people right now who I've had confidential conversations with in the last, let's say, 48 hours. And I realize as I look back over that relationship how many conversations took place prior to them feeling a confidence in sharing things that maybe they wouldn't share with other people. And what happens is once we dig into that place that isn't normally described, normally shared because of, you know, in a corporation, it could be, I don't want to show my weakness to people. I don't want to show my vulnerability in a corporation, which is quite normal. But what happens is each time then that I meet with these same people that whose trust I've been able to garner, is the conversation immediately starts in that deeper place. Immediately that connection is richer. It has more depth. And certainly the friendship it blossoms. And there's this beautiful thing that blossoms from the ability to be able to hold someone's trust by not being that sort of loose-lipped, sharing kind of thing. And another thing is building trust, which I found to be interesting. And these are just coming up in my head as I'm sort of thinking about these situations is, well, you know, when it would be easy to blame somebody for something, it'd be easy to say, oh yeah, you know, but such and such did that. And especially if there's other people around, is to say, oh yeah, no, that's my bad. And to take responsibility for something in front of someone, not even in front of them, but to sort of the butt to stop with you. And when people know that you have their back, there again is this permeation of trust that allows for a deeper connection, a richer connection, a more beautiful connection. So, you know, I know Stephen Covey wrote his book, you know, The Speed of Trust. And when I met with Stephen, and we were chatting about this, you know, I could see in Stephen's eyes this real understanding of what it means to have the speed of trust, being able to have a truthful and trusting relationship with people means that everything moves faster. There is no guard, there's no guise, there's no shield on the heart. It just means that whatever you want to do, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a business, whether it's a transaction, everything happens more quickly. So as I look back then, the homework this week is I want you to specifically think about this one idea, is to speak about people as if they're listening. And if you were to imagine that every single time you spoke about a person, they were standing right next to you, what would you say? So if someone shared something with you and you were in a room and you started to speak, and they were standing right there, and you knew that what you were just about to say would have a negative impact on them, would you really say it? And then that's a good way to guide you through this kind of, well, you know, I didn't think it was a sensitive issue. Oh, I didn't think it was confidential. But what typically happens with gossip is one of those great negative festering, I mean, it's a great word for it, gossip, right? This festering pool of, I'll call it pus, but this festering pool of toxic waste where gossip begets gossip. And people come to drink from the gossip table and they have the same kind of character. They have the same lack of integrity, the same lack of perspective on what a relationship really is when trust is in play. Now, I'm not saying you can never break trust. I've done that. In fact, I had I did a show recently where one of the listeners, who's a friend of mine, actually texted me, and she thought on the show I broke trust because she shared something with me and I shared it on the show, even though I thought to myself in my limited thinking that no one possibly would ever connect these two dots. But I was using not her as an example, using the conversation as an example for something I wanted to do as a lesson. So she texted me. And what was beautiful is I believe our trust has strengthened because of it. Because because there was a bridge of trust between us, she immediately contacted me, which was hard for her. And because there was a bridge of trust there, I immediately apologized, saying, hey, you know what, my bad there. I am so sorry. That was not my intention. And I think she realized that my intention was really to serve and to really not put her in that position. So I think it's easy. It is easy to break trust. But I mean, then, you know, what do you do about it? I think, you know, an apology is one part, but then saying, well, how do I put it right? How do we mend this fence? Because I don't want it lingering out there that she has this self-doubt the next time she wants to talk to me, that I'm not going to break that trust. So homework this week is to think of every conversation you have as if the person you're talking about is standing next to you. How would those conversations sound? How do you raise people up when they're not around you, as because that you speak about them in this impeccable way, impeccability, right? This, you be impeccable with your words. I believe that's one of the four agreements with Don Miguel Ruiz, who's a good friend of mine. And, but so again, the homework this week, is to really think of the bridge of trust between all people in your life. How do you build deeper trust? You know, and if you're building your business, you're building a network marketing business, if whatever it is, you know, people will follow you if they know, like, and trust you. So the second part of that, and we'll talk about it another week because we're almost at 10 minutes right now, is the idea that, you know, when people know, like, and trust you, how do you build trust more quickly? And one of the secrets I found with building trust more quickly with people is to really see them, be fascinated by them, not want things from them, but really listen to them. Ask great questions so that someone starts to talk to you. Because, I mean, in a normal relationship, sometimes you may meet people 20 or 30 times and start to develop, you know, deeper, richer, more open, honest conversations. But if you really are invested in connecting with people, then in the first sitting at the table, then you could probably get as far as it would take 10 meetings just by having richer, asking better questions, being more interested and fascinated, not trying to get something, but really being present with people. That builds a lot of trust very, very quickly. So this whole week, think about that. Am I building trust quickly? Am I holding trust? And do I speak with impeccability about people as, do I speak about them as if they're already standing next to me? With that being said, it's 11 minutes. I will definitely see you on the other side. I apologize. I have no music. I have nothing. I should sing a song. Falling in love again. What am I to do? All I want is you. I can't help it. Hey, see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.